produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for listening in today. This is Minister Mel on here, Leaders of Legacy Radio, on this fine day, just blessing the Lord. What a great evening it is this evening, just relaxing and just meditating on the goodness of God and all of His faithfulness. And just want to invite all the listeners in to just prepare your hearts and prepare your mind and your soul to receive what the Lord would have for you to receive today and what God wants to release. Again, this is Minister Mel on Leaders of Legacy Radio. I thank you for tuning in and just pray that this broadcast is a blessing unto you. And just let's open up with a word of prayer before we go into the study today, which will be on repent and return. Just want to release a prayer for the spirit of understanding to captivate our minds. So, Father God, I just pray, oh God, right now, oh God, for every listener, oh God, everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God, that the spirit of understanding would open the eyes of their hearts, oh God, to receive and hear, Lord, what it is that you would speak today unto your people, Lord. So I just pray, oh God, that revelation, oh God, would just be released upon every listener, oh God, and that we would become, Lord, all that you desire us to be, Lord, in this time and in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So, amen. We are going to dive right into the Word of God, and I'll be reading out of Matthew chapter 3 today. And I'll be reading from the Passion Translation Bible. It's such an intimate translation. So those of you that have your Bible and are following along, it might sound a little different, but it's the same word, the Word of God coming forth, just a different translation. So we're going to begin at verse 1 in Matthew chapter 3. And it reads as follows. It was at this time that John the Baptizer began to preach in the desert of Judah. His message was this: Heaven's kingdom is about to appear. So you'd better keep turning away from evil and turn back to God. Isaiah was referring to John when he prophesied, "A thunderous voice, one who will be crying out in the wilderness, prepare yourself for the Lord's coming and level a straight path inside your hearts for him." Now John wore clothing made from camel's hair, tied at his waist with a leather strap, and his food consisted of dry locust and wild honey. A steady stream of people from Jerusalem, all the surrounding countryside, and the region near the Jordan came out to the wilderness to be baptized by him. And while they were publicly confessing their sins, he would immerse them in the Jordan River. But when he saw many coming from among the wealthy elite of Jewish society and many of the religious leaders known as Pharisees coming to witness the baptism, he began to denounce them, saying, "You offspring of vipers, who warned you to slither away like snakes from the fire of God's judgment? And don't presume you can get away with merely saying to yourselves, 'Beware Abraham's descendants,' for I tell you, God can awaken these stones to become sons of Abraham. The axe is now ready to cut down the trees at their very roots. Every fruitless, rotten tree will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. Those who repent I baptize with water, but there is coming a man after me who is more powerful than I. In fact, I'm not even worthy enough to pick up his sandals. He will submerge you into union with the Spirit of holiness and with a raging fire. He comes with a winnowing fork in his hands and comes to his threshing floor to sift what is worthless from what is pure. And he is ready to sweep out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his granary, but the straw he will burn up with a fire that can't be extinguished." My God. And that's Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. 1 through 12. With a fire that can't be extinguished. How many of you know that the fire of this God, the fire of the living God, the fire of the Holy Spirit living inside of us, it cannot be easily put out? Jesus is an all-consuming fire, and that fire just burns within us. It burns everything within us that's not like him. It brings purity out of our lives. Amen. That's a little nugget there because it's not part of my notes. Today we're going to be speaking about repenting and returning. Repenting and returning to the Lord. So repent, turn from your wicked ways. Verse 2 says, so you'd better keep turning away from evil and turn back to God. Anything that keeps us from God's ways or living a life of righteousness is evil ways. Thoughts and words are our biggest killers. We think so many thoughts in a day. We opinionize about people. We think we know all about others' lives. We may have judged mental thoughts and opinions throughout our lives looking at people. How many times do we stop in a day and catch ourselves analyzing, opinionizing, thinking? You know, how many times have we caught ourselves thinking or feeling a certain way about ourselves or about someone else that doesn't line up with the goodness of God? Do you ever catch yourself just thinking on these thoughts and wondering, going astray, just thinking things that are not true, that don't bring glory unto God or unto your life? These things we need to repent of also. Most times we think we're not sinning because maybe we're not out in clubs or doing things wrong that people can see. We're not using drugs. We're not sleeping around. You know, we're not stealing. We're not lying. But it's inside of our hearts, the matters of the heart that God sees and weighs and tests. So it's the intentions, it's the thoughts that come out of us, it's the things that we think that maybe we'll never speak, but those thoughts are still there. God weighs a man in his heart through these things, and in these things there is stuff. Come on, what stuff do you need to repent from? What thoughts do you need to repent from? What opinions might you need to repent from? What ill will or ill feelings do you have towards people that may have hurt you or did you wrong or something didn't go the way you thought and you just have, you know, a negative thought or reaction to it? Those little foxes we need to repent of also. Amen. Amen. My second point is a compromised heart, and it comes out of verse 3. And verse 3 says, prepare yourself for the Lord's coming and level a straight path inside your hearts for him. Level a straight path inside your hearts for him. Our hearts become compromised when we begin to lean on our own understanding, when we begin to lean on our emotions. Matthew 6:21 says, "For your heart will always pursue what you esteem as your treasure." Anything that you consider a treasure, anything that you esteem in your heart to be worthwhile, to be a treasure, the issues will stir out of your heart. The things that you focus on most, the things that you rely on, the things that you read or spend so much time soaking on, pondering on, there is where your treasure is. In our hearts, the things that we harbor, the things that we hold on to, those treasures, amen? What desires are in your heart? Are they the Father's desires? Do they line up with the Father's will or with your emotions? Does your heart grow cold daily when you're not in the house? Or do you keep your heart burning with zeal and passion for the things of God? Because when we don't burn with zeal and passion for the things of God, our hearts become full with things of the world, with things of our emotional state, with things of our fleshly desire. We become filled with those things, and then those things become our treasure. And God is saying to us today that where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. So what is inside of your heart? What things have you laid up in your heart to be considered treasure? That you might need to repent from or return, you know, bring back to God, bring back to the Lord, and just lay it down once again. You know, our hearts are deceitful. Our hearts are deceitful amongst all things. It's deceitful, you know, and it's the greatest place that the Father weighs. The Father weighs our hearts. And what is in our hearts, it'll be released through our words, through our actions, through all that we are, the things in our hearts, it comes out. Amen. My third point is kill the Pharisee spirit inside. That religious spirit that kills you and others that say nothing applies to you but everyone else. And I'm speaking out of verse 7. Verse 7 says, "But when he saw many coming from among the wealthy elite of Jewish society and many of the religious leaders known as Pharisees coming to witness the baptism, he began to denounce them." Denounce them. How many of us know that a religious spirit will keep us bound? A religious spirit will cause us to attack and analyze certain situations and try to figure things out and be upset when it doesn't go our way and do things our way. It's a religious spirit that we need to repent from. A religious spirit will keep us in a place where we think that everyone else is wrong and we're right. Our way is right. Their way is wrong. The way they do it, it shouldn't be like that. A religious spirit will keep us bound from coming into a deep relationship with Jesus. And Jesus doesn't do religion. He does relationship. You know, as a leader, I'm the first one looking at myself. I'm the first one that when things go wrong, I look inside myself. I look at myself and I ask myself, what part did you play in this, Mel? Mel, what could you have done different, Mel? What could you have avoided, Mel? I try to always look at myself. We tend so often to blame the devil. Some of us are so good at pointing fingers elsewhere that we never look at ourselves and we never see the four fingers that are pointed back at us when we're pointing that one at other people or at the enemy. Amen? So we want to look within. We want to repent from within first. We want to ask God to search our hearts, to search our hearts and heal us from any religious ways, to search our hearts and heal us from any thoughts or ways that displease him. Where have we become desensitized to repentance? We think that we could live however we want and just come before God, but he's a holy God. He's a holy God. And it says in the word, who can ascend the hill of the Lord? Those with clean hands and a pure heart. To keep our hearts pure, to keep our hands clean, we have to be careful of what we look upon, of what we touch, of what we gaze upon, of what we listen to. What we listen to has a great impact has a great impact. When we listen to things that are not uplifting or edifying to our spirit, those things take place in our hearts, in our bodies, in our minds, and they house up different feelings, different emotions. Where have we lost the zeal for our first love by becoming so familiar with the things of God? Some of us are so familiar with God that we're so stuck up. And if God does anything that we're not accustomed to or familiar with, we question him. We assume that it wasn't God. He ain't an emotional God. So even when you don't feel it, sometimes it's him. He ain't moved by what we know or do. He's moved by our faith in him. Some of us have become so familiar with religion that we forgot who God is. We're so caught up in what people wear to church that we disregard the fact that people are going to hell from our chairs, from the pews. People are going to hell right next to us in the grocery market, in our neighborhoods, in our families. We're offended. We're offended by things so easily, and it puts a quench in our hearts to the Spirit's fire. Come on. Who cares what people are wearing or what they're doing, as long as they're showing up, as long as they're accepting the message that we're preaching? We're so stuck on the formality of a thing. I know I've been there. I've been there where certain things get under my skin and I have to repent for those things because they bring about a bad attitude or they bring about a judgmental spirit or a critical spirit. This should not be. We have to repent from these things. Amen. My God, can we repent where we have been so religious for so long, where we have gotten it wrong for so long? Amen. May we be a people that repent and truly seek him. When we truly repent, we are made new in our hearts, and our hearts of stone become alive, beating as one with and for the Father's will. And that scripture can be found in Ezekiel 36:26. When we truly repent, we don't just say sorry. We stop doing what we're doing. We are actually transformed inside. We change our behaviors, we change our actions, we change our responses, and we keep his commands when we truly repent. And that can be found in John 14:21. It's not our good works or deeds we do that save us, according to Ephesians 2:9. It's a repentant heart that keeps us saved. It's a repentant heart that keeps us close to the Father. It's a repentant heart that keeps us renewed in our spirit each and every day. I don't care if you can quote the Bible word for word backwards. You can know the word from front to back. You can know it and have it memorized and still not know the author. We don't want to be a people that know the word inside and out, but don't know him. Amen. It's a transformed lifestyle. That is the proof. How do you live? How do you respond? What is your reaction when things don't go to your way? How do you treat people? These are the evidence of a repentant lifestyle. We're changed from glory to glory. This life is not hard to live when our will is the Father's will. It's hard when we want to do what we want to do. That's when life becomes hard. When we want to do what we want to do. It's hard when we dance with the devil, but we demand God's blessing. How many of us know times like that and people like that? They live however they want. They dance with the devil day and night, and then they demand God's blessing. Oh God, give me, give me, give me. God is not a genie. He's not a genie. The way that we live will be the in our daily decisions. It will be the outcome of how close God stays to us. What we give God is what he gives back. Amen. It's the law of sowing and reaping. What you reap, what you sow, what you give out is what comes back unto you. When we truly repent, we live in a way where people who discredited us, belittled us, thought less of us, questioned us, laughed at us, doubted us, have no choice but to acknowledge the God inside of us, because it's evident that he is living and we are no longer living. For it is Christ that lives in us. And when we truly repent, we die daily. We die daily and we come alive in Him. We come alive in His power. We come alive in His might. We come alive by His Spirit and love living inside of us. And that is what people see. When we truly repent, our hearts become uncompromised for the things of the Lord. And Jesus knows this full well. He will separate what needs to come out and come off as we confess in repentance daily. And that's in verse 12. Verse 12 says, He comes with a winnowing fork in His hand and comes to His threshing floor to sift what is worthless from what is pure. Oh God, may we be a people, God, that know how to separate, God, what's worthless. What's worthless and what takes so much of our time. May we be a people, Lord, that desire the things that are pure, the things that are holy, the things that are righteous, the things that are bring us closer to You, God. May we be a people who desire these things, Lord. May we be a people who look in the mirror daily and see the condition that we are in. May we lay our condition at Your feet, Jesus. When You look in the mirror, what do You see? The mirror is a pure reflection of who You are. No matter what you try to do, when you look in the mirror, You know the real You. You see You. When God looks at us, He sees us for who we are, for what we are, not what we portray to be unto others. It's time to truly repent and return and remain on the path of righteousness. God gives us so much. New cars, new jobs, new things, new places, new freedom, new deliverance. But we become too busy. We stop coming to church. Greater income, we stop giving. Freedom, but we still run back to what enslaves us. Peace of mind, stability, yet we criticize everyone who's not at the same level we are. Healing, yet we remain crippled and disabled to the things of the Spirit. When we repent, we truly get delivered. When we repent and healing comes, and we're no longer bound by the choices, bound by the things that we once believed. We're no longer bound to those things because the healing of God comes in. The healing of God comes in. When we repent, we're turning from our wicked ways. When we repent, we're made new. When we repent, we truly lay down the things that separate us from Him. And we pick up our cross, and daily we walk with it. Daily we walk with that cross. Daily we die to ourselves, our flesh, our desires, anything that separates us from the will of God. We should be dying to that daily, becoming new, becoming whole in our minds, whole in our hearts, whole in the things of God, with a greater understanding, a greater knowledge. When we repent from doing it our own way, we're full with a power and a might that can only come from the authority of Jesus Christ that lives in us. Amen. When we repent, our stony hearts, they become hearts of flesh, hearts that beat after the things of the Father. Our hearts get broken with the things that break the Father's hearts. When we repent, we're truly made new. We're made new in Him. When we repent, it's so much easier to return unto the Father. And when we repent, we simply ask for forgiveness of our sins. We ask for forgiveness for the ways that we've been doing things. And we ask Jesus to come closer, to be Lord and rule over our hearts, our minds, our soul. The soul area, it's so tricky. It's so tricky in the soul area. The soul, will, mind, and emotions, they all need to be flowing from a place of repentance together. Because if not, where the mind goes, the man will follow. Amen. Amen. So that is just a little message I wanted to bring forth today on repentance and returning. When you truly repent, you return to Jesus with clean hands and clean heart. And that is my prayer today. That's my prayer for everyone tuning in, for everyone listening under the sound of my voice, that you would truly return unto the Lord, for he's mighty to save, he's mighty to heal, he's mighty to redeem, he's mighty to forgive. He is mighty to love you right there in the place where you find yourself, the place where you find yourself today. It might not be the place where you desire to be, but I encourage you to repent and return, because he's able to take you into a place that you never thought of. You never imagined, you could never dreamed of. He is able to take us into those places. He gives us far greater than we could ever ask for. Amen. So as we close out today on this message of repenting and returning, I would just like to release a prayer over everyone that has tuned in. I would like to thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And I pray that you are blessed by this message. And I pray that, you know, that you just continue on the journey of faith, and you just become all that the Lord is leading you to become, and that you're strengthened. So Father God, I just pray, Father God, right now, oh God, first of all, oh God, we ask you, Lord, to forgive us. Forgive us, Jesus. Jesus, forgive us for where we have gotten it wrong, Lord Jesus. For where we have put in you on the back burner, Lord Jesus. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, for the many times that we have failed, Lord. Because we know, oh God, that we are not perfect people, oh God. But we come to you, Lord, with repentant hearts today, Lord Jesus. Repentant hearts, Lord Jesus. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive us. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us, to cleanse us, Lord, from all righteousness, to renew our hearts, to renew our minds, to renew a right spirit within us, Lord. Oh, Father, forgive us for if we have let you down. Forgive us for the thoughts that clutter our judgment. Forgive us for the obstructions in our ears, Lord, that we have listened to, that don't allow us to hear your voice speaking clearly over us and to us. We ask for your forgiveness, Lord, today, and we repent. We repent, Lord, for what we've made it. We repent, Lord Jesus, for just going through the motions, Lord, and not truly living an encountered and repentant life daily before you, Lord. We repent, Lord Jesus, and we ask you to draw us closer, to draw us near, to take us deeper in your word, take us deeper in the spirit, take us deeper, Lord, closer to you, Lord Jesus. We pray, oh God, for our unsaved loved ones today, oh God, that they would repent and return to you, that they would repent and come to know you in the beauty of your holiness, in the beauty of salvation, oh God. If anyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice, Lord, doesn't know you, Lord Jesus, I pray, oh God, right now, oh God, that they would repent from their sins and come into salvation today, for the Lord Jesus is drawing you near. It's not coincidence that you're hearing this teaching going forth on this radio show today. It's the Lord Jesus knocking at your heart and desiring a relationship and an encounter with you, Lord. So I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would continue to draw them near, that they, Lord Jesus, would repent of their sins and ask you to be Lord over their life, Savior of their life, Lord in their heart, Savior over their hearts, oh God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. It is that easy, Lord Jesus, to be saved, to repent, Lord. We just repent today. We repent today and we ask you to rule and reign over our lives. It's that simple, Lord. You're that good. You're that faithful to come in, Lord Jesus. You are that faithful to come into the heart. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for every listener, Lord Jesus. For every listener, oh God, that has said that. and asked you, Jesus, to rule and reign over their lives. I thank you for them tonight, Lord. I thank you for them this day, Lord Jesus. I thank you. I thank you, and I welcome them, Lord. I welcome them to the family of Christ. I welcome them to the family of Christ. May you cover them, Lord. May you guide them. May you protect them, O God. May you shield them, O God. May everything connected to them, O God, come into your full blessing, Lord Jesus. I thank you. I thank you, O God, for renewing us, O God, for teaching us, Lord, what it is to repent and return to you, O God, to live a life, Lord, of freedom in you, Lord Jesus. I thank you. I thank you, O God. I thank you, Lord, for hearts, Lord, that are totally sold out to you, Lord Jesus, today. Hearts, Lord, that are totally sold out to you, Lord Jesus. And we just bless you, Lord. We bless you, God. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being ruler and reigner, Lord, over our lives. You are Lord over our lives. So we bless you. We just bless you, Lord. We thank you for receiving us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for receiving us, Lord. Reconcile, Lord. Reconciliation, Lord, in our families, Lord, with our children, with our spouses, in marriages, oh God. Oh God, forgive us, Lord, for what we've made it, oh God. And we just ask you, Lord, to just bless, Lord, to bless, Lord, in a way like only you can, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the redeeming power of you, Lord Jesus, that has called us into a greater place with you, Lord, tonight. This day, Lord, this day, we don't take it lightly, Lord. We don't take it lightly, Lord. We lay our hearts, Lord, down before you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for receiving us, Lord, right where we are, oh God. I thank you, God, that our lives will never be the same, Lord Jesus. Our lives will never be the same, oh God. So I thank you, God. And until we tune in again, oh God, on the next broadcast, oh God, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May his face shine upon you, and may he give you peace. May he keep you in all of your ways. May the goodness and mercy of the Lord follow you, follow you, follow you all of your days, and everything connected to you win. So I bless you. I bless you all. I bless you all. I bless you all in the love and faith of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The Lord keep you and bless you until we tune in again for another a segment of Leaders of Legacy Radio. This is Minister Mel, and I'll be tuning out now, but I bless you. I bless you. Love and peace unto all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. You're so worthy, Lord. We just glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.